I'm in Africa.
Hello, Ayoka. I'm Heather Maxwell for VOA Africa's English to Africa service and the Voice of America in Washington. I've got a fantastic show for you today. My playlist includes awesome songs by new and familiar artists. The music is from Zimbabwe, Nigeria, U.S. and Senegal, Cameroon, and lots of Ghana. Now, also, VOA colleague Kwame Ofori joins me to present some new music from Ghana. He just came back from a visit home there. And my special guest today is rising star Adoma. She recently released an exciting EP of original music, and we're going to sample a couple of these songs and meet this talented young lady. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the music. Here's the late Chiwaniso from Zimbabwe with Vanorapa. Okay, that was Vanorapa by the late Chiwaniso. This is Heather. Welcome to the top of the hour on Music Time in Africa.
VOA.
All right, next up, a brand spanking new song out of Nigeria. It's a peace song in Hausa by Bobby Hai. He sings punchlines in other major Nigerian languages too. The main message? We're all grown-ups, so let's act that way.
Dan Allah, aranka tunani in an girma a san an girma.
Dan Allah, aranka tunani in an girma a san an girma. In an girma a san an girma.
Abasa bayani. Keep a sister, keep her, and keep it together.
Name is Inusa, Chukudi, Ayola Didi Musa, in Pazara,
typically Hausa,
but him go school for Congo Osha, 1+1 equals the answer, teacher Ban Seni Baba Shikusa, Koya Seni Kanshi da Susa, Amaya San Nigeria, Bosa, Ya San Arewa da Kudu Zeje, daga Yamma Gabas da Kudu, Ya Kau Tudun Obudu da Zuma, Yana Ihu, Duk Nigeria, Muhadu, Muzamma da Yado, Mimatsaya, Asaye Baja,
Was Aringa Tunani by Bobby Hai.
Your Inside Music Time in Africa. Stay locked in with Heather right here on Music Time in Africa.
The next two songs are back to back. They're both fan requests. First is one of my favorites by Akon, Beautiful. And the second one is a Fulani song from Cameroon by a group called Fada Kautal. Relax and enjoy. Just kicking it to good music.
When I see you, I run out of words to say. I wouldn't leave you, cause you're that type of girl to make you stay. Show you that I love what you are doing.
ass shape make the place go ooh. Waistline makes my salute, I'm a brute. High from your high heel game. High heels push up your last name. And you're living in the fast lane. Eyes like an angel, goddess. Watch my yelling, I should address. Spotless. That's bad to the bone, make me wanna bone. Put me in the triple X zone. Lames don't know how to talk to you, so let me walk with you. Hold my hand, I'ma spend them grands. But after you undress, not like a hooker, but more like a princess, queen, empress, president. Pull anywhere you go on earth, cause you're beautiful. I'm chasing
you in the club.
Music Time in Africa.
Gumba bale wajam dun minani
Everybody, this is Heather coming off the end of two fan requests. That was Akon with Beautiful and Farah Kautal with Kowani Se Haman. Music Time in Africa.
Check us out on Facebook, on Twitter at Music Time Africa, or blog at blogs.voanews.com/musictimeinafrica. That's blogs.voanews.com/musictimeinafrica. You'll find exclusive video, photos, news, and information of your favorite artists and discover new ones, too. You can say hi to Heather, leave a comment, and request a song or shout-out. Artists, send in your music videos and original songs. Our email address is musictimeafrica@voanews.com. Can't wait to hear from you.
Hello, Akwaba! My special guest today is Ghanaian singer-songwriter Adoma. She joins me by phone to share a couple of the songs from her new EP, Afroba. VOA producer Kwame Ofori also joins me in the conversation, and Kwame also brings two of his favorites from Ghana to play. He just returned from there and brought back some great music. We'll get to all this Ghana in a minute, but first, we're going to go back in time. Jean Bikoko was a music legend in Cameroon. He made famous the now old style, Asiko. It comes from the Bassa people of central Cameroon. Now, Jean Bikoko was the first Asiko musician to tour with a group of dancers and put on an Asiko show. He pioneered a new style of Asiko dancing, too, that emphasized the dancers' hips and booty. Yeah, that's right. Bikoko's dancers were also the first to wear the panya, or the wraparound skirt, with a rolled-down waistband. That accentuated the gorgeous movement of the dancers' lower halves. This song is from his earliest recordings in 1974.
Bobola mabola, bobola maguela, bobola maguela, bobola maguela. Alagi mendo monuleni, bobola maguela. Alagi mendo monuleni, bobola maguela. Aye, aye, oh 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 oh. Alagi mendo monuleni, bobola maguela. Alagi mendo monuleni, bobola maguela. Alagi mepa monuleni, bobola maguela. I'm gonna let it go, 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 I'm g
Oh, yes, that was a 1970s recording from Cameroon by Jean B. Coco.
You're inside Music Time in Africa. Africa through its own music. Stay locked in.
Now it's time for my special guests. Let's get into Ghana. I'm joined in the studio by Kwame Ofori and on the phone with Adoma in Accra. Okay, Kwame Ofori, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Heather. How are you?
I'm good. I missed you when you were away in Ghana.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I really did. But I know you were having a good time because you didn't even bother sending the email. You didn't call, nothing.
Well, Ghana is a great country. When you go there, you have fun.
I understand.
Leave the work behind.
Well, I'm glad you're back.
Thank you.
And like I was telling our listeners before, earlier in the show, we're going to go through some new songs.
Great.
And talk about them. So the first one that I really like is by Sarkodie featuring Pat Thomas called Bra.
Mm-hmm. And Pat Thomas is a high life legend in Ghana. And key collaborating with Sarkodie was unexpected but great, because I mean, Sarkodie and his rap game. For those who don't know Sarkodie, Sarkodie is a rapper from Ghana and he's won a couple of international awards, including BET Awards. And the two of them merging together to create this beautiful piece on his new album, Mary, was just wonderful. So it's my favorite track on the album.
That's so funny, because it was mine too.
Wow.
Yeah, and Pat Thomas, you know, also I've been doing some research on him. He's performing at Denmark's largest, or actually Northern Europe's largest international music festival called Roskilde.
Wow.
Yeah, he's performing. He's one of four African artists that's going to be performing there in from June 25th to July 2nd.
I wish I could go.
I know, me too. Let's hook it up.
You never know.
I'll hook it up. All right, so let's check out this song. Let's listen to it.
Bra.
From the album Mary that came out in 2015.
All right.
Makume Mudo Julie Odo na bo me dam Odo ne fra me ni Odo ne ti me nanti be gwe ma me hwe me chi Odo ne si mason Odo na ma me yi Mato me ni pedia na ma onti ma uri mfi Sa me pel, me do, ti me di ane wo Brana ye mbo brako jambi si ke di ane so Nini wu mie nuka, yese bia me nya wofo Me ye be me bia me pe yu ma onti me nya kwa jufo Bo me nko mo de, ya ne mi anopa Fe ma nuna so mi mo na che me wadopa Ti me chiko kum, ANC bo me ka Ntete ni pate ma fo ni sem ke ka Julie so me nsa, yenko grown a wo me ba Ma winning kwa me hona cheke wa nyanko fa Fame ko, fame yen ya wope Mi di minya to fomu bie ni wawo ne wo senti
Udon ti ama mi didi onye ye Udon ti ama mi dami no The train ya bo friends suna ya pay ma she ma we wai Ndi odo ye u bro Ode bride Odo ye u bro
Bra ma ye ni da
Come on home, open up the door. We be the hammer, but say we'll paint your heart. No champagne, I so tea, I met her. Wood on me here, I'm home for me 2 hours. Down who shame me name, then I'm in shay. And some shame me team, I'm in Kana Yemre. Follow me to paradise. I can see the future when I look into your eyes.
Wofa time me Bima, Wofa time me Benz. Jimmy D, make you don't listen to your friends. Kwame George and Ran, I'm in telling the sense. Yes, in Mema Subambasa, it depends. Lord, before I'm to say glue. Wakoma ne pen, worry, me share the blue. True, my baby, you fine. Me share what kawa want.
Hey, Kwame. I'm listening to this song and I'm wondering what he's singing about.
Basically, he's talking about love and everything that has to do with love, and he calling on his lover to come join him, immerse himself in love.
That's nice. That's nice. Is Pat Thomas singing an old song that everybody knows, or is it something new?
No, this is actually new. This was specially composed for the album.
Love it. Turn it up. Let's hear the rest. All right, so we were just at the tail end. That was Bra by Sarkodier and Pat Thomas.
Yep.
Off of Sarkodier's 2015 album called Mary.
Yep.
So this is Heather Maxwell, and I'm here with Kwame Ofori.
Yes, yes, yes.
Just coming back from Ghana. And we have another guest on the line, don't we, Kwame?
Yes, we do.
Are you still there?
Yeah, I am.
Oh, this is Adoma. So, hi. Why don't you tell us about Adoma, how you know her? Did you guys meet up when you were in Ghana last time, just recently?
Yeah, I did meet her. She had a listening session for her new EP that's out called Afraba. And I was privileged to be invited by her management, Evans. Yeah, I know Evans. And I was there and I listened to her songs and I was very intrigued. So I just told myself, I made a side note, make sure the world hears Adoma's music when you get back to Washington. So here we are.
That's great. Mm-hmm. And Adoma, it's so great to have you on the line. Welcome.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here too.
So we're going to listen to two of your songs on the new EP. The first one is Afroba.
Okay.
Can you tell us a little about this song before we play it?
Afroba, I actually coined the word Afroba. My whole music journey it falls perfectly in line with the life cycle of a butterfly, and I wanted to tell a story of how my journey had started and up until the point I'm at right now. So I wanted the whole theme of the EP to fall along the lines of the life cycle of a butterfly. I didn't want to call it a butterfly. I thought that would be too basic and simple. So I did a bit of research. And I'm half Nigerian, so I found out in Yoruba, butterfly is labalaba. The Yoruba word for butterfly is labalaba.
Mm-hmm.
And in tree, because I'm also Ghanaian, the tree word for butterfly is afafanto. So all I basically did was take the afra from the afafanto and the ba from labalaba and then put it together and then got the word afraba.
I see.
But, yeah. But then basically the song in itself, I just wanted to literally give a whole narrative about how the butterfly would fall from egg stage to the caterpillar down to the cocoon, and then when it eventually emerges as a butterfly. But also I didn't want that to be boring, because I know how integrated science class could get sometimes. So I decided to employ Ghanaian folklore. And I was very privileged to have one of the legends and pioneers in Ghana here, Mami Dokunu, to do the narrative for me whilst we, you know, composed the whole music around it. Just to literally explain the entire life cycle of a butterfly. And as simply and as you know, very simple and very straight to the point as you would to a three-year-old, for everybody to understand. Because I wanted everybody to be able to relate with the story. So basically that's about the song.
That's great. You know, yesterday, yes, Kwame had me listen to some of that song and I got teary-eyed.
She was crying
on
me,
really,
man.
I really liked it. I didn't even know what it was about, but you know, I'm a musician too, so I get emotional, but I really love this song. So
thank you so much.
Yeah, we're gonna listen to it right now. So on the line, okay, Adoma, don't go away. We're gonna come back to you.
Sure.
All right.
Come on, upon a time.
Time.
A long, long time ago, on a big odum tree, lived a caterpillar, eating away at some juicy leaves. Afraba was ugly and fat and had no friends. So she drowned her sorrow by eating and eating. But unknown to her, her overeating was going to lead her to a very exciting phase in her life. Forcing her to lie very still. She was unable to move and could barely breathe. The film pressed against the fat belly, threatening to empty it on its content. But there wasn't even room to vomit. How can this be exciting? She cries, cursing under her breath. Then the cocoon continues to wrap itself tightly till all of Ramesses is black. She slowly loses her consciousness.
In. The luminance blinded me. A squirm in my shell. I was asleep. God knows for how long. More light trickles in. I feel awake. I feel alive. I can see through the mist in my eyes. The world is beautiful. So many colors, so many patterns, green, life. I continue to unravel.
Afraba looked down at herself.
Okay, hey everybody, this is Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa, and we are just listening to Afroba, a brand new song by Ghanaian female vocalist Adoma. And here with Kwame Ofori in the studio. Hey,
yes,
Kwame.
Hey.
Yeah. We have Adoma on the line. Adoma.
Hello.
The song was beautiful.
Thank you so much.
I noticed that you have a really jazzy sound. Your guitarist, too, has some beautiful work in this song. Who's the guitarist?
Yeah. Kisha Koop did the guitar on the song. Kisha is an amazing Ghanaian guitarist. He's also been on, you know, tour in Europe and, you know, outside as well. But he's a really amazing. It's a huge honor for him to be on this song, actually.
It's so beautiful. Yeah. But your voice is just lovely. I was curious to know what got you interested in having this jazzy style.
Well, I like to think of myself as not belonging to this generation at all, because my music tastes are not in this generation at all. I feel like I should have been born in the 60s or the 50s, because I love listening to jazz, soul, blues, classical music. That's just old school R&B. I'm trying now to be a lot more versatile, and that's what the project 2 was supposed to be, to just to be a lot more versatile and try new things. So I listen to a lot of pop nowadays and hip hop and rock. But then traditionally, I love jazz. I love soul, and I've been listening to that for as long as I can remember, for as long as I could understand and appreciate music.
I see.
Basically, that's where the influence comes from.
So what's one of your favorite old standby songs that you just sing without even thinking about it, like when you're doing the dishes or something?
I love Nina Simone, Blackbird. I love Ella Fitzgerald, Summertime.
Can you sing a little bit of it? Oh, yeah, come on.
Which one do you want? Sing, whatever
you feel. Just natural.
Okay, I'm going to sing Etta James At Last.
Great, just a few bars, you know. You don't have to go through the whole song.
Mm-hmm. At last, my love has come along. My lonely days are over, and life is like a song. At last, the sky's above blue. Okay.
Yeah, right.
That was good. That was good.
That's great. I love that song too. Well, so we're going to listen to another one of your songs. This one is Traffic Jam.
Traffic Jam, yes.
Yes.
Kwame, you were telling me about that yesterday.
Traffic Jam was the first song she released off the EP.
Mm-hmm.
And she released it with a video. Not necessarily. It was almost like visuals, graphic visuals of the city of Accra and then words to the song.
Mm.
And the tune, it just, as soon as I listened to it, I just fell in love with the song. It reminds me, you know, being from Ghana, living in Accra, and then being out of the country, and then watching the video and listening to the tune, it just reminded me of the city and the noise and the people. And we used to wake up and go get wachi from the street, and it was just beautiful. So I just fell in love with the song, and it's one of my favorite tracks from her new EP. So yes, that is Traffic Jam. Traffic Jam. Something you can listen to when you are in traffic to remind you of Accra. Yeah.
All right, let's listen to it. And then don't go away. We'll ask you a couple more questions after the song.
Sure.
You're listening to an interview with Adoma. It's Music Time in Africa on The Voice of America. I'm Heather Maxwell.
And this is Kwame Ofori.
All right, here's Traffic Jam.
It's my jam, it's my jam. Easy, easy, easy. Yeah, yeah. I go base for kitchen, check the fridge, you I get bread.
I take all the coins in my pocket where you make me. So I dey walk for road. Where I dey plan what I go buy. But as I reach there, no, I see, see my money lost. But I no get no worries. I still dey hungry, child. So I beg me quick cook for life.
Music Time in Africa.
Oh, man, that is so smooth. Adoma, I love it.
Thank you so much.
Hey, everybody. This is Heather on Music Time with Kwame, and we just heard Traffic Jam by Adoma, and Adoma is on the line in Ghana with us right now. Who wrote that song, Adoma? Was it you?
Yeah, I did. I wrote it. Arrangement of the song was done by my brother. He's very talented and creative about this. So he pieced the song together, my brother.
Your brother. You know what I love about it? It's got a really interesting mix of elements. It sounds a little bit like Afrobeat. The call and response
yes.
is really creative, and your use of chorus is really great. You've got male voices, female voices, harmony. I really like that interaction of the chorus
yes.
The interesting qualities of the chorus, and then you've got your sort of Afro soul sounding vocal style. It's
yes.
just really very smooth. And Kwame, I get it when you say it sort of has this aura of Ghana, of Accra specifically.
And you've been in Accra. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I do.
Yes, it's very refreshing.
Yeah, it makes me want to actually come back to Accra.
You should.
It's been
oh,
too
like.
Long. Can I come visit you if I come, Adoma?
Oh, of course, definitely. We'll go get watching.
Well, let's do it. And we'll have that song on
and
in
know
the car.
You know the beautiful thing? Both of you are musicians, so you never know.
True.
Yeah.
Magic.
True. I grew up on Billie Holiday, too, and Ella Fitzgerald.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I know. I relate. So, last question. What does your calendar look like, say, for the next 6 months? What are you doing?
For the next 6 months, working on pushing and promoting the EP, that's one. But we are, aside that, organizing a few tours in the country here and possibly a few ones outside as well. But then that's basically it. And I have a concert too coming up, a very big one, probably the biggest I've done in a few months. So I'm preparing feverishly towards that as well.
Great. So how can people get your music if they want to buy it or listen to it?
For now, we're working on putting it on iTunes and other platforms as well. But for now, it's on SoundCloud.
Mm-hmm.
So you could type Adoma on SoundCloud, also on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
It's on, I think, Mojaka as well and Bandcamp.
Okay.
So we're working on getting it on iTunes very shortly. So it's
great.
On iTunes.
So for people who are going to search it on YouTube and SoundCloud, could you spell out the Adoma since the rest of Africa is listening?
Okay, sure. Adomaa. Adomaa.
Great.
Adoma.
And for the listeners, guys and gals, Adoma is a beautiful lady too. just so you know. Your eyes will not be sorry if you see her.
Okay.
It's true, right, Kwame?
Oh, my God. I'm
well, I can testify to that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's true.
So, well, thanks for joining us, Adoma, and giving us insight into your music. You're welcome. Kwame.
Yes.
Thanks for hooking that up.
Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure for you. Always.
So you've also selected the song. You selected this one.
Yes.
Called The Crusade.
The Crusade.
So tell us about it.
This particular song, mm-hmm. when I went to Ghana, it was playing a lot on the airwaves and in the clubs. And I love it a lot, not just because it's popular in Ghana right now, mm-hmm. but it has an entertaining factor to it. You know, I like it when a musician or musicians are able to sit down and lead you through a story.
Mm-hmm.
And this particular story, let me call it, it's a religious satire. Okay. And it's ridiculing pastors who are rogue. And even more so, they are translators. You know, because English is not really the prominent language,
mm-hmm.
we usually have the pastors preaching in English, mm-hmm. and then we have a translator translating it into the local dialect, be it Tri or Fante.
Got it.
And in this situation, this pastor's translator is even worse than the pastor. So
who is rogue to begin with.
So it's like that interesting banter between the pastor and his translator, and then how their audience is perceiving the whole situation. So in the satire, I think there's some form of lesson to be learned among our people, where we are saying look out for rogue pastors, and even more, look out for their translators. Who are just giving you whatever they think is right. Yeah.
And this is a music video as well, which is also extremely entertaining.
Yes, you can find it on YouTube. It's The Crusade, mm-hmm. by Donzy, D-O-N-Z-Y, featuring Kofi Kenata, and Kofi K-O-F-I, and Kenata K-I-N-A-A-T-A. You can find it there and enjoy the video.
And is Kofi the translator?
Kofi Kenata is the Fante translator. Fante is a coastal language.
Singing
in
Fante.
Yeah. Both of them are rappers, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's like an interesting banter back and forth in rap. And then
let's listen to it.
Yeah.
Here's The Crusade.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your Pastor Donzy, and I bring you greetings from the Church of Christ.
This
is the day, a new day the Lord has made. Let us be glad and believe in Him. Lord, we thank you for goodness. We thank you for mercies and for giving us beyond what we deserve. We thank you for goodness. We thank you for mercies and for giving us beyond what we deserve. Father, as we stand before you, strengthen our heart and light our path like a beam.
Are you answering the stone by Baba singing my for one million?
When you're missing,
God, we pray for Ghana, just as it did for Israel. Make us great and strong.
You're the love of Ghana. First part in Israel.
We literally need strong leaders to build a nation to help us solve the problems we face. Psalm 33 verse 12. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. So Christ-like in your neighbor.
I said be
Christ-like in your neighbor.
So for the Christ bar, you do
when you're missing, I'm a man.
Come here, my brother, my dear, my me, what to you, my dear,
I remember back in Germany. I saw your member was living with Germany. In US, somewhere in New Jersey.
You too, fail. I'm blowing in New Jersey.
I've been to Somalia, Uganda, Liberia, but now I'm back. I'm home sweet home. Also, I saw Somalia, Uganda, Liberia, a home for the bad. A kumes won't come. God has been good to me. He can be good
oh,
to
so you. So, for saying I'm
here, so give yourself to him. Let him use you.
Hey, yeah, kwa bodo, yeah, you.
Be your brother's keeper. Have a good oh, heart. Yeah. Be a cheerful giver.
Hey, I said, for you, here, go keeper. Your heart, in the Julius Caesar.
Yes, extend the helping hand to the less privileged, the street children and the orphans.
I try my family now with the one for village, so what you see to my wash and my fans. Nine orphans.
Who knows? Nobody knows. Only God knows.
Also, I am one and a winner. When you be an immune, I am coupon again.
Yeah, suffering cheap. Yeah, before we take the offering, let's show some love to our women's fellowship from Virginia.
Yeah, women's fellowship, but
yes, I said Virginia.
I'm a fell, I'm a full Sunday school for now. That's it. So I say, yo, buddy,
what?
Yeah, I'll be a mood. I say.
All right, that was The Crusade by Denzi and Kofi Kinata. Kwame, I see you over there laughing and laughing during certain parts. Can you tell me, like, one of the things that they say in the in this song that makes you laugh? I mean, one of the many.
There's a portion where he says that the pastor is bragging to the people, saying that he's been to Virginia. He's mentioning all sorts of places, but as soon as he says Virginia,
Virginia, like the state here in the
state US, here in the US, he says Virginia.
Yeah,
the translator looks at him and goes like, "Pastor, you're a very bad man." And the pastor says, "I just said Virginia," and he's saying, "No,
oh.
You're a very bad man." Do you get what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, I think I do.
So he says he can't repeat that, and he's not going to translate that. He can't be forced. So that was what was happening right there. That
I see.
Back and forth, yeah.
All right, everybody, this is Heather Maxwell, and I'm here with Kwame Ofori today.
Yes.
Kwame is the man today.
And we are having fun in the studio.
We are. Kwame just came back from Ghana, and we love to have him on the show. I do. We'll have you back, Kwame.
Definitely. Anytime.
All right. Hello, guys. This is Heather. Here is the last great song before signing off today. It's Corrida Bello with God Win.
I don't get a lot, God Win. And I don't pay my rent, God Win. There be one for my hand, but God Win. There be one keep my joy, but God Win. I say anything else, do not God Win. No, not God Win. No, not God Win, no. I don't change my name to God you win. And no more, I don't buy more to God you win. And say my market no go sell, but God you win. And then we say I no go blue, but God you win. Then my brother, make them try their luck. My God go win, no my God go win, no my Lord go win, no. As you don't pass exam, now God you win. And then me say you no go pass, for God you win. You wake up, see to the last song, now God you win. Robbers, they rob, they no see you, brother. They no see you, my sister. Oh, you're yeah, bell of us. Now God you win. No, now God you win. Now God you win. And he don't tell where you be fine, but God you win. See, we go pop champagne today, God you win. And we go there dancing, dancing, dance, cause God do we know. Elelele, anything you win, I got to win. And if you win election, my brother, I got to win. Like if you win the contract, my friend, I got to win. And if you check the countdown, my brother, I got to win. And if your market's elelele, now God do we know, now God do we know, now God do we know.
Oh, yes, that was Correde Bello with God to Win. Yeah, it's Heather, and it's time to say goodbye for this week, music lovers. Thanks so much for joining me, and I hope you enjoyed today's music and special guest, Adoma, and my special co-host, Kwame Ofori. Meet me back here next week, Friday at 0900 and Saturday and Sunday at 0900, 1500, 20, and 2200 UTC. Stay well, people, and stay blessed. This is Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell for VOA Africa.